Début du dialogue 10.
I've heard the government's about to publish a new education white paper. I thought that the huge amounts of public money that have already been poured into the system had borne fruit.
It's true public spending's doubled since the present government came into office, and that's definitely helped a lot of schools in Britain to improve their performance. There have been improvements in GCSE and A-level results, but what worries the government is that social mobility in this country has declined in spite of this progress.
What's that got to do with school?
A lot. The government considers that the most important factor deciding how far you go in life is how far you go in education. So improving the education system is the obvious way to guarantee a level playing field. This time, the government's targeting schools that failed to improve with the previous reforms. This means the bottom 25% of the nation's secondary schools that are often plagued by bad discipline, poor results, and low aspirations.
I suppose most of them are located in poor inner cities and find it difficult to attract highly qualified and motivated teachers. These are areas where children rarely get a chance of escaping their backgrounds. I don't think that money alone can solve the problem.
Neither does the Prime Minister. What he has in mind is something far more radical. The government's going to push ahead with its plans to encourage new providers, such as private sponsors, to create new urban schools.
New providers? Sponsors? Do you mean like those controversial city academies that have already opened across the country? They've been strongly criticised by teachers' unions, who consider that it's a form of privatisation.
It's true the whole project clearly departs from previous reforms, but it's consistent with the government's determination to open the way to new providers in health and education. The private sector sponsors who set up and run these schools in disadvantaged areas will be free to devise an educational environment best suited to these children. The key idea is to spread as much diversity as possible across the school system. The government believes that standards are bound to rise as a result.
Yes, but how are these sponsors chosen? Is the government ready to hand power over to private organisations? Won't it be an opportunity for certain groups to control state education and indoctrinate pupils? To me, the only responsible provider of education should remain the state.
I think your fears are groundless. The government has every confidence that there is huge untapped energy in the private, voluntary and charity sectors, and that this diversity will eventually benefit poorer families. Most sponsors are reliable organisations. Such schools will be able to tailor lessons to best suit pupils' needs. The other core idea of the reform is to increase parents' choice. Parents will be free not to send their children to these schools if they don't want to.
Well, that's another worrying point. Giving parents more say over the way schools are run will certainly favour the middle classes over poorer families. Isn't there a risk, then, that pupils from middle-class families take up places initially reserved for poorer pupils?
Any system driven by choice tends to favour those who have the information and the pushiness to exercise it. That's why the government will also set up a network of advisers to make contact with hard-to-reach families and help them make the best choices for their children. But if you look at the number of pupils receiving free school meals in existing city academies, it's nearly twice the national average. That proves the city academies are already attracting a large proportion of children from low-income households. The government won't back down on this issue and has just announced that it will meet its target of 200 new academies by 2010.
Fin du dialogue 10.